When really a new world order can be created, it's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration demonstrate that President Trump is not undermining these institutions, nor is he abandoning American leadership. Quite the opposite. In the finest traditions of our great democracy, we are rallying the noble nations of the world to build a new liberal order that prevents war and achieves greater prosperity for all.
To build a new liberal order that prevents war and achieves greater prosperity for all.
I love Israel. I love Israel.
And we've got to come together, not only as a nation, but as a world community. But as a world community.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world?
A new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity.
A new world order.
A new world order.
In creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Your world government will fail, okay?
Free, and freedom is beautiful, and it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we
סדר עולמי חדש של האום בין השנים 2021 עד 2030. לא תאמינו מה שתשמעו. תתכוננו. קחו אוויר, תנשמו, ואל תתייאשו, כי יש אלוהים למעלה. דבר ראשון, בין השנים האלה, תהיה ממשלה עולמית אחת, מטבע עולמי חסר מזומנים, בנק מרכזי עולמי, צבא עולמי אחד, סוף הריבונות הלאומית, סוף כל הריבונות הלאומית, סוף כל הרכוש בבעלות פרטית. סוף התא המשפחתי. סילוק אוכלוסין. שליטה בגידול האוכלוסייה וצפיפות האוכלוסייה. חובה מרובה בחיסונים. הכנסה בסיסית אוניברסלית, הכוונה משכורת צנע. השתלת מיקרו-צ'יפ לרכישה, נסיעות, מעקב ובקרה. יישום מערכת אשראי חברתית עולמית, כמו שיש לסין. טריליוני מועמדים המחוברים למערכת הניטור G5. הממשלה תגדל את הילדים. בתי ספר ואוניברסיטאות בבעלות ממשלתית. סוף התחבורה הפרטית, בעלות על המכוניות. כל העסקים יהיו בבעלות הממשלה התאגיד. הגבלה על מה שלא חיוני בטיסות. בני אדם ירוכזו באזורי התיישבות אנושית, ערים. סוף ההשקיה. סיום המשק הפרטי החי והמרעה. סוף הבתים המשפחתיים. שימוש מוגבל בקרקע המשרתת צרכים אנושיים. איסור של תרופות טבעיות שאינן סינתטיות ורפואה נטורופתית. וסוף דלק מאובנים.
Okay, let's welcome back to the show former State Department official Christian Whiten. Christian, what is going on here with U.S. intelligence warning that that China is now trying to steal Americans' DNA from COVID-19 tests in order to become a superpower and dominate the world in drugs and vaccines? What's happening here?
Well, I know it sounds a little bit like a 1970s sci-fi thriller, but actually it's not that far beyond the realm of possibilities and where technology is going, especially we've seen the speed with which healthcare has progressed during this COVID crisis. You know, it's not impossible to think that China could engineer a virus and also the vaccine, unleash it on the world, and then basically give the vaccine only to countries that it's like. Again, it's not within today's technology. But China is great at vacuuming up information. It's the biggest consumer of data in world history. Unlike our intelligence gathering agencies, it's face no restraints whatsoever. So something to worry about here.
There are many accounts of people who have had their relatives disappear into the camps, and we don't really know what's happening to them.
Can I ask you why people are kneeling blindfolded and shaven and being led to trains in modern China? Why, what is going on there?
I do not know where you get this videotape.
G'day, Rowan. You know what? I'm really, really depressed, actually. I think I started off this pandemic thinking it was just people being a bit stupid and it would all pass. But now I realize that this is organized. And you rightly mentioned the Great Reset. Anyone who doesn't realize that the Great Reset is the biggest threat to our way of life right now hasn't been paying attention.
NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, that Obama has called for and signed, stipulates that even American citizens can now be targeted by the military, picked up, and imprisoned.
Joe, be at the club tonight?
Yeah.
Poor Jed.